Track 8. Read the following biographies as you listen to the recording. Pay attention to the pronunciation. Great talents. We are all gifted with different talents, abilities, or gifts. Your innate abilities or aptitudes make you stand apart from others. If you discover your gifts or talents, traits, or creative strengths and use them wisely, you will be making a great personal contribution to yourself and the society. Here are two awesome Mexican people who discovered their gifts and have exploited them, becoming the best at what they do. Javier Hernandez. Javier Hernandez, also known as Chicharito, was born on June 1, 1988, in Guadalajara, Mexico. He was born into a family of soccer players, as his father and grandfather both played for the Mexican national team. He first played in a children's league when he was 7 years old. Javier began his career in 1997 when he joined the Chivas soccer school. He began to participate in youth teams, corresponding to his age. He was set to play in the 2005 FIFA Under-17 World Championship, but an injury sidelined him from the team that ultimately won the championship. It took him 9 years of practice to play in the first team. In 2006, Javier Hernandez signed a professional contract with Guadalajara and played for the club until 2010. In 2007, the Mexican soccer player participated 5 times with Mexico national under-20 team and scored a goal. Hernandez has been a member of the Mexican national team since 2009 and has become an important part of the team. He was the top scorer with 7 goals at the 2011 CONCACAF Gold Cup and was named Most Valuable Player of the Tournament. In 2010, Manchester United, FC, took an interest in the young forward. Javier accepted the offer and signed a long-term contract. Javier Hernandez is the first Mexican player to join Manchester United. In 2012, Javier Hernandez was named a UNICEF National Ambassador for Mexico. In September 2014, Hernandez signed for Real Madrid on a season-long loan deal. On May 26, 2015, it was announced that Hernandez would return to Manchester United. On August 31, 2015, Javier signed a 3-year contract with Bundesliga club Bayer Leverkusen, where he was handed the number 7 instead of the number 14 jersey he typically wore, which was being used by another player. In February 2017, he became the Mexican player with the most appearances in the Champions League with 47, surpassing Rafael Márquez's previous record of 46 appearances. In July 2017, Hernandez joined English club West Ham United, signing a 3-year contract. In 2018, Javier was in the starting lineup in Mexico's national team during the FIFA World Cup in Moscow. He became the joint highest-scoring Mexican player at the World Cup with 4 goals, tied with Luis Hernandez, and the 3rd Mexican player to score in 3 World Cups. He is the Mexico national team's all-time leading goal scorer. Elisa Carrillo Cabrera. Considered one of the best ballet dancers in the world, Elisa Carrillo Cabrera is proudly the prima ballerina of the Berlin State Ballet. She was born in the town of Texcoco in the state of Mexico on October 31, 1981. She started on ballet classes at the age of 5, When she was six, she saw a performance of La Sylfide at the Teatro de Bellas Artes, and she was fascinated by it. Then, when she was eight, she joined the National School of Classic and Contemporary Dance at the National Institute of Fine Arts. In 1997, when she was 16 years old, she got a scholarship at the English National Ballet in London. 3 years later, she made her professional debut at the Stuttgart Ballet in 1999, where she was promoted to soloist. Thanks to her passion and presence on the stage, she was invited to join one of the best ballet companies in the world, the Berlin State Ballet, in 2007. She started as a demi-soloist. In 2009, she became soloist. In 2011, she was promoted to principal dancer as first soloist. In May 2010, she was appointed as Ambassador of Mexican Culture by the Congress of Mexico. As prima ballerina, she has had the opportunity to dance on big stages around the world, but her dream to present a show in Mexico came true when she started the ballet gala called Elisa y Amigos in 2012. Since then, Elisa has been involved in this annual event, inviting other great dancers from the most prestigious international ballet companies. In 2013, Elisa and her husband founded the Elisa Carrillo Cabrera Foundation with the purpose of helping Mexican children develop their artistic skills. Between 2014 and 2018, she was awarded different medals in Mexico, including the Medalla Bellas Artes, given to her by the Mexican president. In 2019, Elisa Carrillo joined the most exclusive club of dancers in the world when she received the Benoit de la Danse Prize, considered the Nobel Prize of Dance. She had previously been awarded the Soul of Dance Prize and a top prize at the International Dance Festival in St. Petersburg. Definitely the best ballet dancer of the world nowadays.